Saturday night, MG. It's a final that we didn't think we'd see this weekend. A lot of people, myself included, yourself included, thought we'd be seeing South Sydney take on Parramatta, but instead it is Penrith-Parramatta, the Battle of the West, Panthers v Eels, and a man who'll be crucial to Penrith's chances in this one joins us on the line now, the winger who has had a season out of the blocks, Brian Toto. G'day, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, yeah, fan-bloody-tastic, mate. obviously, what Liam just said, we didn't expect to see the Panthers taking on the Eels, but you are. And what did you learn out of last Saturday night's defeat at the Rabbitohs, Brian?
It was a tough bullet to swallow, obviously. Obviously losing to the Bunnies. It's just going to take us to a whole new level, obviously. Take the long way to the big stage. So we're kind of... happy with it, but also, we learned some valuable lessons from the last game, and we're just shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're really looking forward to come out on top for this week's game and just continue on.
Brian, did you feel that the Rabbitohs had upped the ante? I mean, you've had an unbelievable season this year, breaking tackle after tackle and post contact meters, but the outside backs, in particular Campbell Graham, was on you like salt on chips on Saturday night. Did you feel that extra pressure?
They really did their homework on me, especially with our stretch. Campbell Graham, he's really tall, and he really did his work on me, and he pretty much came out on top.
Brian, what we've loved about the Panthers this side, what I've loved about the Panthers side this year is the enthusiasm and the energy and the smiles and the laughs. There's a great energy about the team. How does a team with such positive energy take to the field this week in preparation off the back of a loss like that? Has the mood adjusted at all?
It's pretty much the same thing. Obviously we're obviously down about that loss, but it's a new week, new game this week, and we're just going to keep taking that same energy into this week's game and, hopefully get that up.
You must be pinching yourself, my man. You've had a fantastic... Your burst into first grade has just been unbelievable. Year after year, you've improved. Origin this year, let's go back a little bit and tell us about how good that was at Origin in the camp and in the victories.
I actually didn't even see myself coming into Origin this year. It was one of my goals for... probably sometime like next year. I was thinking about probably next year. Hopefully, I'll be ready. And when the opportunity came this year, I was like, I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe I played. But being able to make my Origin debut and just for my family to watch me play, it's a real honour and a privilege. And hopefully, I can keep playing for the Blues.
Talk to me about the hair, Brian. It looks spectacular when you're out there. Have you thought about doing something different with it? Is it always going to be free flowing and wild and woolly like it is, or have you got some styles in mind?
I was thinking of growing it, but I think I might cut it for my little nephew. My little nephews have little long as mullet, so I might cut it. If I have to cut it, it'll probably be like into a mullet. So yeah,
there's not enough mullets getting around in the NRL at the moment.
You and me, we're both from Mount Druid. I'm from Wayland. Are you Wayland boy? Are you Wayland?
Yeah, Wayland boy.
Yeah, I'm a Wayland boy. I was in Karama Crescent there. I used to do the paper run around Wayland when I was a young boy. How was it when you and Jerome went back to Wayland after the Origin? There was like a street parade for you guys. That was amazing to see.
Yeah, so I think it was after the first one, the first Origin. There was a couple of people in the FTA community, like the... some of the mentors, they organized for everyone to do like a little rally for the boys and for the boys of Origin, like myself and Rome's. And they managed to get heaps of people. And so everyone was just roaming the streets, dancing, playing music, and just clapping us on, congratulating us until I think a couple of the coppers came through and they were just telling us.
Not in Mount Druitt, come on.
Yeah, I know. They gave them the red light to shut it down, so. Everyone had to scramble.
And Brian, as we As we refocus.
The good old days of Mount Druitt. I remember I used to scramble a lot at Mount Druitt in my younger days.
Good luck to the police that are trying to, you know,
chase Brian Toto
and Jerome Luai, like two of the more evasive players in the NRL.
He steps around the tree. Quick, hide. He gets around the bin. Hide.
He's chalking up some post-contact meters. Hey, but Brian, refocusing on this weekend, huge game, not only for your season, the Parramatta season, but for the soul of Western Sydney, Parramatta v Penrith. So exciting. And I'm particularly looking forward to these winger duels. I mean, you talked about what Campbell Graham did to you in the loss on the weekend, and this weekend, Blake Ferguson, another tall winger type. Are you sort of, have you learnt your lessons from the game on the weekend?
Yeah, obviously you just got to just keep doing what I've been doing throughout the whole year. Obviously with my height, you know, God has blessed me with the small body that I have right now. I'm really, really grateful for it, but you know, just trying to adapt to the tall wingers and just try and play my best.
Nice. And Brian, I have to ask, because I've been referring to you on this show as the human calf muscle. How much calf work do you do?
I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's kind of natural.
Yeah,
so,
it is natural.
Yeah, they're incredible.
I think it's because I'm so small. I'm like trying to reach stuff on the cupboards, and I have to like.
You walk on your tippy toes all day.
And grab some stuff off the shelf, so probably that's why I've got big.
Custom-made socks, I imagine, Brian.
Custom-made socks, yeah, a couple of them.
You wouldn't be able to get your normal socks around those things.
Nah,
they're incredible.
You always put a headband around it.
I have to use my nieces and nephew socks because they can't really fit all the way to the top of my calf.
Before we let you go, Brian, because we thank you so much, as always, you're helping promote the game against the Eels this Saturday night at Mackay. How good, doubleheader, Friday and Saturday. Three boys who are coming back, Dylan Edwards, Moses Leota, and Scotty Sorensen. You can confirm all that?
Yeah, I think so. I actually think they're coming back, but, you know, fingers crossed the boys will pull up solid for this week's game, and you know, hopefully we can get that dub against the Parramatta Eels.
Going to be an absolute monster of a game this Saturday night. Brian Toto, well done on the season. Still the hard work ahead of you and your teammates. Good luck for Saturday night.
Thank you, boys.